Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills news with a UK twist, a later than usual preview show, wouldn't you say, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, it makes for a good day, though, because I was able to watch football all day, and now I get to talk about football, so I'm pretty much enjoying it. Other than the fact that, you know, we didn't get to watch the Bills today, so it was pretty meh. But entertaining football all around, I'd like to say.
Yeah.
Games did you watch today?
I was actually watching Ghostbusters, actually.
That actually sounds better.
Yeah, Ghostbusters 1, then Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, no, that's good. I actually did that. That was one of the first things I did when quarantine actually started back in, like, April. Working from home, I watched Ghostbusters while I was working, and I really enjoyed myself.
Well, yeah, there we go. It was turning on to Ghostbusters. No, I was actually, I usually watch Good Morning Football when I'm at work. At home. Yeah. But no, let's carry on. I mean, it's, we say we didn't know until at least today, well, at least this is probably the final confirmation that we actually got a game on Tuesday night, midnight our time.
Yay.
So that's all well and good. So at least we have something to talk about. Obviously, just one little bit, and you people probably have already seen this, that the Chiefs actually lost 40-32 to the Raiders.
Makes our win against the Raiders look real good, doesn't it?
And Dolphins are currently smashing San Francisco.
You know, when we did our season preview, I said worst case scenario, we could be 9-7. With the way the season is playing out, it's really looking like a 12-4 team.
Yeah.
Some of these games, Pittsburgh, their defense got exposed by a really bad Eagles offense. The Chiefs got exposed today. The only thing is, you know, Seattle is going to be a really tough one. But yeah, some of the games, the Niners right now, the game is at halftime. The Niners look bad. So yeah, things are coming up Milhouse.
Exactly.
For the Bills.
It's been a topsy turvy last couple of weeks, but let's get talking. Bills traveling to Tennessee.
And what a goddamn mess it's been, right? I mean, how annoying has all of this been? Quick question for someone who doesn't pay attention to what you call football. Has there been, how many players or how many teams are dealing with COVID issues in the Premier League?
One, I believe.
One team or just one player?
One team with two players.
Okay. I can't be asked to Google, so.
That's Liverpool with Sadio Mane and their new signing Thiago Silva. Mm. I can't think of any others that have cases. I think it's just in the Premier League, Liverpool.
So they have it a bit more sorted than the NFL does. Well, I mean, again, the NFL, aside from a random player on the Bears and the Saints and the Falcons, it's really been just narrowed down to the Titans being a complete shit show. And the Patriots, yeah. But yeah, I mean, these Titans, I mean, way to put yourself in a bad situation. I looked it up, and their facilities have been closed for 11 days. I can't imagine the same kind of information and preparation you'll be able to do via a Zoom call. It's going to be really interesting to see what team we face on Tuesday, because while their facilities opens on Saturday, they had to close again today due to a coach getting diagnosed. So maybe it'll open up again tomorrow. I don't know what the procedure is for that. But are we going to face a rusty team, a fresh team, a team that's really well coached because they've had a lot of time to prepare for us, or a team that's just kind of winging it because they haven't been able to go through the motions? Well, it's going to be very interesting, and I don't really know what to expect, honestly. What do you think?
Well, to be honest, there were reports last week that the Titans actually did some training practice facility practices.
Yep, illegal practicing,
which was going against NFL protocol, that if you actually if you've had to shut the practice facility, you're not able to actually practice outside that that bubble. So that's one thing that really is actually is really pained on loads of people. I think Adam Scheffler's got banned for Twitter for a bit for it, I think.
Really?
Or something like that. Well, no, it wasn't Scheffler, it was Ian Rappaport.
Oh yeah.
I think it was that he got tweeted about it. Or tweeted some information which apparently NFL Network didn't get permission from the NFL Network or something like that. But no, it's a situation where we could be facing any number of teams. I mean, how many of those 21, 23 players are actually going to be ready to go? Especially the ones that they hadn't given any names to the latest ones. Mm-hmm. Do we know who they are? Could it be, they haven't mentioned Tannehill, Henry, or even mentioned any names from the last few. So it could be one of those guys. They want to keep it close to their chest, but it'll be interesting to see. I think, to be honest, we will see. I think they will be, obviously, they will be really refreshed because they haven't had to go through.
Yeah, physically, game. I just wonder about their mental status. I mean, and another thing that you got to think about is we just have... we have one more day to get through this, too. I mean, what happens if some more tests come out? I don't know when their testing schedule is, but it just seems like they're doing tests all the time now, especially for the Titans. What happens if someone tests positive tomorrow or Tuesday morning? Like, I can't handle this anymore. Throughout the week, we've all been discussing on Twitter and whatnot, what should the NFL do? Do they jumble the schedule? Do they create a week 18? Do they postpone it? Do they make the Titans forfeit? I mean, what were you wanting to have happened?
To be honest, initially I would have said forfeit, but then when I started reading it, that even if the Titans forfeit it, they won't give Bills the win for it.
Hmm.
That's what I read. Hmm. So at that point, it's just a case of still forfeit, give us an extra rest for the Chiefs game, but that's being now moved to Monday night now.
Yeah, I mean that scenario would have changed the whole playoff scenario, because then you kind of have to go off win percentage, and is it fair to the other teams that we got one less game? I really think that the rest of the NFL owners would make a big stink about that.
Yeah,
that's probably why they're not looking to forfeit. That's why, just like with the Patriots, they're shuffling the schedule. Really making things complicated now.
I mean, obviously postponing it, and obviously they'd have to reshuffle it. Maybe gave the Bills the bye this week, and then obviously having to face and moving Tennessee's fixture in week 11 down to whenever, or add another fixture somewhere in there to actually accommodate that. But the 18th week probably would have been the only other option on there. It's It's a tough situation. Maybe they should have cancelled the season at the start. I don't think they should have. I think it's Tennessee just need to have a hard look at themselves. And I could see punishments. They should have punishments in the way of loss of picks and all that in the draft.
Big fines. Yeah, there needs to be some kind of discipline, because they're not... It just seems like they're not taking this seriously. Well, the rest of the league is, you know?
Mm. No, exactly. Exactly. I think it's we just got to be how we're doing. McDermott and Bean have got it down to a T. I mean, most teams that haven't had any traces of it have actually done well, and they should be applauded for it. I mean, it is a worry when you get to this point, but the only thing you can do really is pay what is in front of you. If it means the league are saying you have to play, you're going to have to play. I mean, if it was a case of the Bills dropped out, could they have forfeited the game? So it's one of those what the commission is actually saying has to go, regardless of whether the Titans have another couple COVID cases.
You know, hopefully they don't. I want to get this game done. I want to move on. Let's talk about the matchup, because it's looking pretty nice. Not in the sense that it's going to be easy. The way I see it, you know, this is going to be probably another nail biter. I mean, you look at the Titans' last three games, all decided within 2 points. Their defense is what they were known for last year in running the ball, and those are the two weaknesses actually right now. Their offense is statistically average. 3.8 yards per attempt is 27th in the league. Tannehill has regressed a little bit, but not by much compared to his massive season last year. The two big things I'm going to say for their offense, well, three big things really, is A.J. Brown going to be 100%? He's questionable. He makes their offense a lot better. Jonnu Smith going against a Bills defense without Matt Milano. Their tight end, Jonnu Smith, is really athletic and really strong. That's going to be very important for us to be able to stop, because Gesicki picked us apart in the Miami game. And then Derrick Henry. We all know that he can have a monster game at any moment, but as of right now, oddly, nothing spectacular. You know, rushing, it's, you know, they're when I said 3.8 yards per attempt, that was their rushing, not their full offensive yards per attempt. But Derrick Henry, only 3.8 yards per attempt, 27th in the league. But at the same time, you know, here's a guy who can rush for 200 yards in a game. So it's interesting to try and figure out what to expect. But at the same time, you know, their defense is, like I said, very average. We'll talk about the defense in a second. But is there anything on Tennessee's offense that possibly worries you in conjunction with what our defense has been giving us the last few weeks?
The only thing I can think of is the human tank that is Derrick Henry. I can see where you go think, obviously, with Milano being out and Jonah Smith, but I can actually see Dodson filling in quite well as a good replacement for
Milano.
Did you
have stock in him, or did you like buy his jersey? Like, you love this guy.
I just think I've looked at his first couple of games. I saw last year, obviously, he had that off the field incident. But I saw photos, saw a few videos of McDermott really taking him under his wing. And in the games that he's actually played, he's actually impressed quite a bit. I think he's shot up from being the practice squad last year to first reserve in the this year. I mean, even if you had a run with three of Milano, Edmonds, and Dodson, that's the strongest lineups that you can actually get. And Dodson is a Milano type player. He's a coverage guy. He can play all three positions. He's coverage. He's got a bit of speed on there, and I can actually see him actually maybe nullifying Jonah Smith. I mean, let's say the only people we've got to worry about is if AJ Brown is fit and healthy. I mean, we've got an issue with Trey White. Apparently, he's been out the last couple of practices, but it's probably just a nothing thing. But it's Derrick Henry that I think is the one that we've really got to watch out for, because he's had last year he had more than 1,200 yards after contact. And he's not just powerful, he does have that sneaky speed on there. And we've seen in some games, I mean, the Rams game, I mean, when Darrell Henderson gassed us for, what, 130-odd yards or something like that on the ground?
Yeah.
that if Daryl Henderson, a guy lower pick than Derrick Henry, could actually do that, imagine what Derrick Henry could do as a guy who was leading the rushing stats last year. So that's probably my main concern. And hopefully we can build on the run game that we stopped Josh Jacobs last week.
Absolutely.
And actually, actually have a nice balance there. We can just rely on the offense to continue in the form of life that they're in at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So what we're looking at is a top 10 passing offense, an underperforming rush offense, and a porous defense, which is why I said we should be in line for another nail biter. Looking at what they put up on defense against our offense, they're second worst in yards per play allowed at 6.5. They're worst in rush yards per attempt and ninth worst in passing yards per attempt. I'm really hoping that we can see Singletary and or Zach Moss, however he's going to factor into the offense this week, really kind of take the time of possession and really just control the game from start to finish. I'd love to see a game like that where, you know, the Titans, just their offensive players are just sat on the bench the whole game. We're doing 10, 10, 10. You know, our offense is big play, but, you know, if we can establish the run, I think we could be in more control of a game. At the same time, you know, their defense is allowing passes down the field, as evident by their 8.9 average depth of target. So that's like fifth worst in the league. So you're looking at Diggs and Brown down the sideline, Gabe Davis, Beasley over the middle for 10, 15 yards. You know, that same recipe can get it done this week.
Well, there is a stat, and this is for the two the away games that we've had this season, that Stephon Diggs is actually averaging 134 receiving yards per game on the road and 67.5 yards per game at home. So they've got that rapport, both of them. I mean, Josh Allen has a 122.7 passer rating with Stephon Diggs this season. And compare that to last year, when there was no Diggs, he had a 78.2 passer rating. So you can see that Diggs has made that difference. And with him probably obviously sharing the wealth, actually being a team player, unlike what they say from the Vikings, you've got John Brown, that's probably questionable, may play a snap or two here and there, but you've still got Beasley, who's had a great opening start to the season, his best in his career, with about 260-odd yards so far, and Gabe Davis coming through, and even throwing Isaiah McKenzie in there. You've still got enough depth if you decide to rest John Brown or not play him as much, keep him fit for the Chiefs game. But yeah, the run game, I think, needs more improvement. I mean, everyone's come in with big hopes for Devin Singletary this year, but it's just
We have Feliciano practicing again. He's not going to play this week, right?
No.
But I think that'll be a big piece. You know, the offensive line has played well. I'm just hoping that they can draw up some plays where they can get some zone blocking schemes in, really open up some holes, maybe get Lee Smith involved. I know I hate saying that because I'm enjoying what the Bills offense can do, but what the Bills offense does is they allow the other team to get the ball back so quick because we score so quickly.
So I think that's what that's the one thing that the Bills need to work on and get sorted is that run game. I mean, I think they're now set in their ways of having Ford now at left guard. They've been playing there at least the last two games. So Dawkins, Ford, and Morse, Darrell Williams, and then they've been using Brian Winters at the moment, but I can see as soon as Feliciano gets reactivated, I can see him going in there. We've got that front five now, or then, or in the future, however you want to play it, that can open up that run game, and maybe it's coming, but it's something that definitely we need to see worked on quite a lot. Because I mean, I was expecting Singletary to at least have close to like 300 yards or so this season. I mean,
he's sitting at 213.
Yeah, so I mean, you've got like the Delvin Cook, you've got Kareem Hunt. Well, I think Kareem Hunt's got quite a few, but Nick Chubb before he got an IR, Josh Jacobs and all that, they're actually on the 400-450 odd mark already. That's where Singletary should be, but maybe it'll get better when Feliciano comes in. But as long as we can rely on the air game and the no interceptions thrown by Josh Allen this season, and the way this offense has actually been moving, maybe it's a case that we don't have to rely too heavily on the run game this week. But it'd be nice to see it so it can at least set up the play action.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, I mean, you use the word rely on the run game, and that's not the 2020 Buffalo Bills anymore, you know? No. I mean, that's not what the team that's, you know, relied on McCoy, that, you know, relied on, you know, all those running backs that we've had in the past. This is a team that now relies on Josh Allen, and yeah. I was thinking it would be really comfortable for them to have a game where they could just rely on the running game and really get Singletary some space and then finish the game off pounding it with Moss. the one thing about the Titans defense, though, is that they do get pressure on the quarterback. But again, that plays to one of Allen's strengths. So you're thinking a lot of shifty Beasley over the middle. Some checkdowns to Singletary might be getting him some more all-purpose yards. Mixed with the irregularities that the Titans have been experiencing over the last few days, plus, even though they're 3-0, they're a close 3-0, you know? It's really not pretty. I'm feeling really confident about this game. Where are you at?
I've always been confident.
Of course.
I've known that... You know me. I'm always a confident guy. I mean, I know this is going to be a really tight game, but an interesting stat that I did find that each meeting since 2015 between the Bills and the Titans have always been played week 5, and the Bills have won each of those games by 7 points or less. So confidence still going in is actually quite high for me. That I think, just thinking with the whole COVID issue with the Titans, really aids a little bit more, because they're going to be a bit rusty because they're not allowed to practice outside when the facilities were closed, so they're going to be a little bit more rust on there. And if now with the facility closed, God knows when it's reopening, they're going to then hit that bump again.
Yeah.
So if they didn't have these issues and they came off of a game against Pittsburgh last week, I may have been a little bit more worried.
No, it depends on how they would have looked in that game. I mean,
yeah. But I was still
looking. Before I ask you for a score, I'll leave you with this one stat that hopefully doesn't influence your decision at all, because I love your optimism. But the Titans are third in the league in scoring drive percentage. They score on 51.5% of their drives. It's third in the league. The Bills are fifth, scoring on 48.8% of their drives. So I'm really expecting this game to be an offensive game, hoping that the Titans, you know, rust, you know, weariness, you know, they don't have their game legs. Hopefully that tips in our offensive power favor. So knowing that the Titans can score, you know, does that change your mind at all?
No, because I'm going to hit a fact which probably will come true, that the Bills are 13-0 when Josh Allen scores a pass and rush touchdown of the game.
That's good stuff.
So I'm using my optimism on that, but no, it's, I know that Tennessee can score anytime. I mean, they didn't get through to the divisional last year without playing good football. I mean, yes, they piggybacked off Derrick Henry in the playoff games where he actually went Tannehill barely through for over 100 yards, but
yeah.
They are a team that can beat you anywhere, but I've always been confident that with the stats that we've played them the last 5 years on week 5 and won every game, even though it was by 7 points or less, still shows me, and the Rams game was another indication, and the fourth quarter against the Raiders shows me that this defense is still to be feared, regardless of what happens, whether we be gassed in the air or gassed on the ground, that this defense is still elite, and we'll actually bring this defense up, bring this attack up, and bring the momentum back to the Bills to actually see us go 5-0 with obviously at the time being a 3-game lead over New England, but also with the Chiefs loss, actually the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that continues to 5-0. So give me an expectation for the game, and then I want to pick the Bills' schedule the rest of the way, because we're at the quarter mark, and I want to see where we feel, where we're feeling for the rest of the season. So give me a score.
It's gonna be one score in it.
And we need your hot take. You haven't given me a hot take yet.
I did give you a hot take.
Well, you didn't say it was a hot take, and if you did, I wasn't listening. But
Josh Allen to score a pass and a rush touchdown. No, oh, that's a given. That's a given. Right, hot take. Well, let's do the score first. It's going to be a...
I'll give you a second to think about it, yeah.
It's going to be a one score game. It's going to be 30-23.
Oh, I said 30-24. All right.
Okay, we're going to have fun. There's going to be a missed field goal somewhere in there.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully not by us. But, you know, Tyler Bass, you know, who knows, right?
Oh, possibly. But I'm thinking more on the Titans kicker. But
well, no. Here's my hot take. Devin Singletary will run and catch a touchdown today, Tuesday. That's where I'm feeling.
Okay. All right, I got an expectation to live up to, because I've had about five hot takes. I'm about 4-1 on them, so yeah. I've got a reputation to live up to. All right, where's my crystal ball? Where's that magic eight ball? Shake the magic eight ball. That's possible. Fuck that. Chuck it away. My prediction: Allen's gonna go over 320 yards. He's gonna have three passing touchdowns, one rush. We're going to have four receivers go over 70 yards. Diggs is going to go for 100 and over 100 plus yards. And Singletary will run for 75. Okay. You writing those down?
No. But we are recording this, so we can always check back later.
But no, if you had to put me on down to one, then I couldn't choose. But
okay.
I know Allen's gonna throw over 300. I know that for sure. Cause I think
okay, for sure.
Yeah. Well, unless obviously they go up quite high and then towards the end they decide to run it, and then like they did against the Raiders. But Allen will go over 300.
Well, we both have the Bills scoring 30 points, and that would make this the fourth game in a row where they scored 30 points. Mm-hmm. That looks pretty good. Then we both have them at 5-0. So let's go through the rest of the schedule real quick here. Let's pick the Bills. Kansas City, what do you think?
Judging on how they got on against the Raiders.
That's just one game, though. I'll let you finish.
Then they're actually coming into Buffalo. The Raiders had a game plan in there. They had a game plan. Most of their passes and touchdowns came down the middle. So you get those routes. You get Knox. You get Beasley. You get maybe even Diggs if you move into slot work in that middle. And that will cause a lot of issues. Yes, the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL. But they've shown that they've got weaknesses. So I will... Coming to Buffalo, they're going to be a bit of a downer. We have an extra 2 days. They have an extra 2 days rest. It's going to be close, but...
Pick them. Come on. Make it. Make the decision. Give me something.
What did I say in the preview? I said it was going to be the Chiefs win that one.
No, I'm right now. Right now. Don't worry about what you said before. Right now. What's your gut feeling right now? Say it. Do it. Do it.
Win. What think?
Win. Win. got us as a win. The Chiefs are the best team in the league, and they're not going to respond poorly to the loss today. They're going to beat us, unfortunately. I just want to see us hang with them. That'll make me feel really good about where we are at as a team. And if we can hang with them, and if you can prove me wrong, then I'll be glad about that. But I have that as a loss. At the Jets.
Oh, that's going to be a loss straight up. Straight up loss.
You're the worst. They are. Did you watch? And don't even bother watching any highlights from their game. It was disgusting. They're so bad everywhere.
Yeah.
No, all right. So I'm 6-1. You're 7-0.
Yeah.
Home New England. They probably have Cam and Stephon Gilmore back.
The way they've been playing, as much as I hate to say it,
they can run it. They can throw it if they need to.
No.
Still,
I think we'll beat him in Buffalo. We'll beat him in Buffalo.
I'm gonna put that. You have us at 8-0. I have us at 6-2. I have us losing that game, because I think that we'll beat them later in the season. I'd love to beat them in New England, and even though I'm not using any analytical decision making there, I just want to beat them in New England. Mm. So I'm gonna have us split there. But home Seattle.
That's gonna be an interesting one. Super Bowl preview, maybe.
Let's pump the brakes a bit on saying that, but
but I think Seattle are gonna take that one.
Okay.
I mean, it depends if Russell Wilson carries on how he's actually going on at the moment. Got Metcalf, they can beat you with Tyler Lockett, and that's that second cornerback spot that's really going to be the pain in there. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if they have Chris Carson, who's actually a very underrated running back, I can see Seattle actually winning that game.
Yeah, I don't want to say loss here because I want us to beat a good team, especially coming off a loss to New England, which I'm saying. But unfortunately, I think Josh Allen just maybe has one of those Josh Allen games where he just does something silly, and I'm going to have that as a loss. So I'm 6-3, you're 8-1, then we're at Arizona.
Win
as well. Yeah, I agree with that. Their offense is not really clicking the way that everyone thought they were. They're hooking up with Hopkins a lot, but nothing else is really working for them other than Kyler Murray running it. If we can figure that out, we'll be all right. You're 9-1. I'm 7-3. And then the bye week, maybe. who knows what happens with the rest of the schedule, but home Chargers.
Win.
Agreed. At San Fran.
Judging by how they get on against Miami, win.
Yeah, I'm not really scared of them right now either. I have that as a win. Home Pittsburgh.
Win.
Woo! Very nice. I unfortunately have that as a loss. I just think Big Ben allows that offense to do literally anything that they want. And our defense might not be ready for that. At Denver.
It depends who they have at quarterback.
I don't think it does.
I think it does.
Because,
I mean, yeah, okay, they beat Jets with Ripon, but anyone could beat the Jets at the moment. I could beat the Jets at quarterback.
I don't think so.
But, no, I think that would be a win.
Okay. Same. Win at Denver. At New England.
I'm putting that down for a loss.
All right. I'm saying we win that. And then home Miami. Do we even need to win?
Yes.
Okay. We do anyway. With the backups probably, right?
I still think we need the win because regardless if we beat the Chiefs on the thing, you still have Ravens who have lost only one game so far.
Yep.
Still there, yeah. You'll have the Chiefs losing potentially just two games. So that would be a win that is needed regardless. So I wouldn't see them putting any reserves out there, especially if they're number one seeds up for grabs.
Well, we're looking at a 14-2 for you and a 12-4 for me. Without looking it up, when was the last time the Bills were 12-4?
94.
In 1994, the Bills were 7-9.
Damn.
That doesn't make... That's not... Is that right?
Really?
Doesn't seem right. Doesn't it? No, I mean, we were... We had the Super Bowls every year after that, but... Am I...
You're looking at the right one. We had Super Bowls after that. No, we had Super Bowls
before. No, Super Bowl was 93, 92, 91, and 90. We were 13-3 in 90 and 13-3 in 91. The last time the Bills were 12-4 was 1988. We lost in the conference final. But, yeah.
But, yeah, no. I mean, worst case scenario for me is 13-3 with that Chiefs game. But, yeah, 14-2. Judging by obviously what this offense can put up and the defense being the defense still, regardless of what we're doing, I can see that being the case where we are actually, we can go 13-3, 14-4.
No, sorry, the Bills were 12-4 in 1993. Sorry.
Oh, so close, 1 year out. But yeah, no.
I don't know how to read goods.
But no, it's a case I can see it being 14-2, 13-3, we're going to be one of the top two seeds in the division.
I mean, that doesn't matter anymore, though, unfortunately. Well, yeah. We'll be the top seed till we get that bye week. But, I mean, we've lived through 4 weeks of the NFL. So things might completely change by the time we get to the playoffs time. But
if we win next week against the Chiefs, then we can go 14-2.
Next week against the Chiefs, then Bill's Twitter will literally make sure that your grandma's grandma's grandma hears about how good the Bills are playing.
Yeah, I mean,
how loud they're gonna be if we beat the Chiefs in 2 weeks.
If we beat the Chiefs, I would say if I beat the Chiefs, I'm gonna have a tattoo or something on me. But I'll only do that when we get to the when we win the Super Bowl this year.
Friends of mine have sports tattoos, and they all pretty much regret them or got them. You know, I would never do that. It's just those things. I mean, you've seen the ones where they're like Super Bowl champs 2008, and then that team didn't even make the playoffs. So I think I see a Cowboys one like that, an Eagles one like that. But you know, that's Philadelphia for you. But anyway, let's wrap. You're feeling good about the win this week and 14-2 on the season. I'm feeling good about a win this week, and I'm 12-4 on the season. Let's get through this, right?
Yeah, I just want to put in two more stats before we close it off. That Josh Allen has actually in Bills history by one player in Bills history since 1960. Josh Allen's got 5 games with a multi-touchdown pass game, which is Jack Kemp was second with 4. Tyrod Taylor third with 3, and then Joe Ferguson, Rob Johnson, and Jim Kelly all tied 4th with 2 multi-touchdown pass games.
Really and makes it look bad, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When you look and at the look of the franchise, but...
Yeah, and also Josh Allen needs 3 passing touchdowns to surpass Jim Kelly, who got 14 in 1991, for the most through first five games in franchise history. Mm-hmm. And he has 13 career games with a pass, touchdown, and a rush touchdown, tied with Jack Kemp for most in franchise history.
That's good stuff.
I'm hitting you with those nuggets before I sign off and actually say, keep following us at UK_Bills, at RWBB_podcast. Buffalo Bills UK on Facebook, UK_Bills on Instagram, and obviously Buffalo Bills UK on YouTube. So it's a good time. I hope most of you will stay up and actually watch the game and interact with us. I know it's going to be a late finish early morning, but I hope everyone stays up. Obviously, get your questions in, whether it be before, during, or after. We'll hopefully record on Wednesday sometime. But unless you have anything else to say.
I think Tuesday is going to be pretty great. I might just go on the UK Bills Twitter and live tweet Bake Off and then just run that right into the Bills game. It's going to be a good night.
Okay, you and Bake Off, you and
Bake Off. I love it. I love it. It's my favorite British thing.
Let's hope you can cook up a storm then.
Ho, pun.
Okay. Oh, he nails all right. It.
Okay.
That's a perfect bake.
All right, end the show.
So on that note, it's good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for following and subscribing. And for me and Alex, it's Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Not us.
Yeah, not us.
You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work.
No.
Huh?
No.
That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three. Bills.